Hi, everyone. It's really nice to be here with you. I just want to start by offering my gratitude at being welcomed to come here and join your community. My name is Dana, and I'm here today from the Vancouver Oneness community. And I'm not alone. Ever. But I'm also not alone here from the Vancouver Oneness community. I have come here with some other friends as well. Maybe can you guys just raise your hands so we know that you're here? Great. And there's been a really beautiful opportunity created for our two communities to come here today to connect and grow and learn from each other. And I hope to share a little bit about what it is that we're doing and the path that we're on, as it is one of many beautiful paths that are happening right now, just as this beautiful path that's happening for your community. And through coming together and connecting and sharing and speaking about oneness and being in an energy of oneness together, that we expand our sense of community to grow beyond and beyond and beyond into a deeper experience and understanding of a global humanity. So our community is one of many communities that is committed to moving through a transformation of all of mankind through individual transformation within. And we meet and we gather in a variety of locations in the area. We come together to meditate, to pray, and to share what's called the oneness blessing. I'll tell you a little bit more about. And these communities are happening all over the world. And they come, the sources from India, where there's a center. There's a school of life that's founded by Sri Amma and Sri Bhagavan, who are two highly evolved beings who have been born onto our planet with the understanding that their role of being here is to support all of humanity to transform into a new way of being at this time. So I've spoken a little bit about oneness being a community in Vancouver that gathers, or oneness being a center in India. But what is oneness? What is this thing that we're speaking about? It's a movement. It's a phenomenon that's occurring. And it's a state of being, of connectedness. So through this movement, what's happening is that we're coming to a place of declutching of our mind and entering into a state of flow with all of experience, with just flowing with what we feel. We are awakening from the illusion of the mind that we exist as separate selves. And we are awakening into the understanding, the coming home, that we are spiritual beings and that we are connected to all that is. So the path that we take through the oneness community is that we gather in community to support this process of transformation for one another. We gather to meditate and pray, and we engage in a form of meditation that's through what's called Diksha, or the oneness blessing. And Diksha is an experience where we simply place our hands on one another's heads and we become a conduit for divine intelligent energy or source or grace. There'll be many words that are used to describe the experience. And it's a very personal experience. And it's not a concept, it's not a teaching, it's an experience. And it's an experience in which we we have an experience of connecting deeply to our own personal divine, or to what God or source or love or energy. Again, we have many languages, but we have an experience of this that comes into our body. So the oneness blessing has come through the vision of Sri Amma and Bhagavan. And it's a great gift. And the intention of the oneness blessing is for a process of rising of our consciousness. The intention is for awakening. Awakening of the individual, therefore awakening of the collective, awakening of all. And so what actually happens through receiving the blessing is that it creates a neurobiological shift. And so it's going to calm down aspects of the mind that send us into fight or flight. And it's going to activate the parts of the mind that bring us into joy and ease and flow and peace. It's a process that occurs. It's a transformation that happens. It's not something we are effortfully trying to make happen. This shift is simply occurring. And the goal of this transformation is joy, is ease, is freedom. So when we speak about awakening, we're not talking about becoming a perfect person, a person who only speaks or behaves in a certain way, that only has certain feelings, and the other feelings are just going to disappear. It's a process of acceptance that occurs, where we come into full acceptance of all aspects of ourselves. And therefore, the acceptance of others naturally occurs. We are awakening to the understanding of the full range of human emotion and experience, that it's in me and that it's in you. And so what changes as this process evolves is that the conflict, the inner conflict inside, disappears. The resistance disappears. And as this process of acceptance occurs, we naturally evolve into states of gratitude and love and compassion. It's not something we're striving for. It's something that occurs through this transformation that's happening at this time. So at this time, there are many paths to awakening that are blossoming all over the world. There's a shift in consciousness happening. I don't know what your experience is, but for myself, I hear people talking about spirituality, talking about meditation, interested in yoga, talking about God, wanting to make bridges across different ways of looking at spirituality and growth in the world. And so at this time, there is a beautiful happening. And the energetics that are happening at this time are facilitating this to happen for us now. For us to shift into a new way of being in the world. For me, thinking about this shift of new way of being, it's simply remembering the dreams that I had as a child for peace on earth, that all people are accepted, for love, that I'm loved, that love flows through me, for this ease and natural way of being in the world, this way that just what was my true nature before I was impacted by the conditioning of my culture and society. This simplicity, this innocence of the child, this is the place that this transformation is returning us to. So to be alive at this time when there is more and more energy supporting this kind of shift and this kind of dream that we all have in our hearts, where there are more and more communities gathering to connect energetically together, to talk about opening their hearts, to talk about awakening or oneness through all of the different languages that we speak about it. This is occurring more and more and more in our world. And it's occurring because now is a time that facilitates this shift to happen in a way that couldn't in the past. So the gift of our lifetime, of being alive at this time to experience the shift in whatever way we will, is such a blessing. And going through this transformation is not something that we're doing alone. We're doing this in community. So for me, it's such a blessing to come with my spiritual community into your spiritual community and just be here together with those dreams of love and peace and those ways of being in the world that we all yearn for and have always yearned for, to be in our prayers together. And so I think we'll continue along with the rest of the service. And then I'd like to invite all of you who are interested in experiencing the oneness blessing to stay after the service. And it would be a joy, an absolute joy, to share that experience with you. What that would mean is that you would sit and relax and connect with what the divine or what source or God is for you. And we would come and share a blessing with you for a few minutes, placing our hands gently on your head. The experience is very different for everyone. Some people have a real energetic or a real sensation go through the body, and other people it's just very benign and they don't experience much. But you may experience something different tomorrow or the next day or the day after. Or you may just enjoy the experience of the tenderness of us being together in that way. Are there any questions? Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Great. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you very much, Dana. Mm-hmm. And now we have the choir who, and not the choir specifically, the choir is going to be very helpful.